Roundtable Podcasts, underwritten by Proctors, the Capital Region's premier performing arts center featuring the best in entertainment from Broadway and around the globe. Proctors.org.
Fellow citizens, pardon me and allow me to ask, why am I called upon to speak here today? What have I, or those I represent, to do with your national independence? Are the great principles of political freedom and of natural justice embodied in that Declaration of Independence extended to us? And am I, therefore, called upon to bring our humble offering to the national altar and to confess the benefits and express devout gratitude for the blessings resulting from your independence to us?
We are very happy on the Roundtable to continue our new regular feature on this show, Ideas Matter, checking in with the public humanities. It's our chance to check in with the humanities councils throughout our seven-state area to discuss important ideas and why they do indeed matter. This morning, we spotlight mass humanities, and specifically, we'll talk about something you just heard a little of, reading Frederick Douglass. Our guests this morning are Plune Boresius, Assistant Director of Mass Humanities, and Don Quinn Kelly, founding co-chair of the Lift Every Voice Festival. Plune, Don, welcome to the show. Nice to have you here.
Good morning, Ray.
Good morning.
So what is Reading Frederick Douglass?
Reading Frederick Douglass is a program that Mass Humanities runs throughout Massachusetts. We have an online resource, and we encourage people to organize a communal reading, a shared reading of Frederick Douglass's 4th of July speech. That speech of which you just heard the beginning.
That was James Earl Jones?
That was James Earl Jones reading it. It's a very famous speech, a speech that sort of galvanized the abolitionist movement, in which he holds Americans, he sort of pins them against the wall of their ideas. And he says, here's the Declaration of Independence. Guess what? You're not doing it.
Yeah. And the word, I mean, I haven't seen it since college or high school. The writing is just so superb and so concise, and it hits you right in the stomach every time.
As Douglass says, there are many laws in many places where it is against the law to teach slaves to read. And Douglass, who was himself a slave before he liberated himself, taught himself to read, and he did that. He writes in his narrative, through reading the Columbian Orator. And so if you read his work, it starts to become perhaps convincing that one way to learn to read is to read good literature, to read good speeches.
And this Reading Frederick Douglass program, you will be doing throughout the region, yes?
Yes, we do it in all of Massachusetts. Every year in the month or so leading up to the 4th of July, we both encourage organizations and people to create readings, and we have all the materials for that on our website. And we also work with organizations around the state, in Worcester, in Lynn, in Boston, and in the Berkshires, to create public readings, shared readings. Anybody can participate in these readings.
And some of those scheduled already?
Oh, yes.
Yeah. And do you have the list?
I have a list.
Okay. Could we hear maybe?
Shall I tell you some of it?
A couple of them, yes.
It starts, for instance, the first one is in New Bedford. Douglass lived in New Bedford mm-hmm. for some years after he made himself free. At the Nathan and Mary Johnson House on June 19th, that's Juneteenth, the day in which African Americans celebrate their emancipation. Mm-hmm. The second one is one here in the Berkshires in North Adams that Don will talk about a little bit. A third one is on July 1st at the City Hall Plaza in Worcester. July 2nd is the figurehead of it all, is the one on Boston Common. We do it at the Shaw 54th Memorial, and members of the cabinet read with us. And on July 3rd is this wonderful festival that happens for the third year this year in Lynn at High Rock Tower. There is a almost like a music festival of abolitionist movement music, African American music, history, and a reading of Frederick Douglass's speech.
And this is a community reading to some extent, right?
They're all community readings.
Paragraphs.
Anybody can come up and read as part of it, yes.
It's a great way to get everyone involved.
Yes, it works really well. It's really wonderful.
We're here with Plune Borisius, Assistant Director of Mass Humanities, and Don Quinn Kelly, Founding Co-Chair of Lift Every Voice Festival. Don, tell us about basically how the Lift Every Voice Festival came to be and how it ties in with what Plune is doing.
Okay, in 2011, a community-based group, because we are community-based, wanted to celebrate African-American history and culture across the entire Berkshire County. Part of the reason for that is that sometimes African-Americans seem invisible there because they're less than 3% of the population. Mm. And we decided, and what we also wanted to do was to show that if we could get people to celebrate African-American history and culture, it would be profitable for the community in terms of businesses, particularly the tourism business. Mm. And so we actually start 2 weeks prior to the actual beginning of the tourist season there to do that. Our basis is this. We start with the notion, and we start on Juneteenth as our official opening, that the United States was not free until African Americans were free. Because until all Americans were free, the United States was not free. And so we want people to celebrate American freedom and come out with us to celebrate. And how this relates exactly is that part of what we do, and the reason we start on Juneteenth, mm-hmm. is a very ideas are embodied in this speech. Yeah. It's the beginning of where we began our festival. Not in 1780 with the freedom in the United States, but in 1863, 1865 with the Emancipation Proclamation and the forming of the 54th Regiment.
Well, you know, let's talk about the way in which Frederick Douglass' address sort of compares, contrasts, and meets together with the Emancipation Proclamation. They're tied together in so many ways.
They're tied together and they're also in some ways tied apart. In this sense that when Frederick Douglass became radicalized after the passing of the Fugitive Slave Law, and so this is his first speech in which he basically says, look, if you don't free slaves, if you don't get rid of slavery, you're hugging a serpent to your bosom. That's the language he uses. And it's going to destroy you. You're going to have a war.
Yep.
Guess what? A war came. He didn't make the war, but he did predict it. He saw that slavery was so contradictory to the American ideals, to American ways of thinking about themselves, that it would have to become a huge upheaval. And it did.
And one of the great lines in the speech is, oppression makes a wise man mad.
And he was mad.
And it says it all.
So when Lincoln first started writing the Emancipation Proclamation in 1862, he was actually still for colonization. That is, he didn't think that it was going to be possible to have free African Americans and white Americans living side by side in equality. And Douglass did not like that. He took Lincoln to task, and between June and September of 1862, Lincoln changed his mind. And so in the Emancipation Proclamation, there is no longer any language that talks about sending people to Africa or even encouraging them to go to Africa. But instead, there is a path to citizenship in today's language, a direct connection, a direct way in which is to enlist in the army.
Mm. That's significant for Lift Every Voice because part of what we celebrate is that the Emancipation Proclamation, by allowing African Americans to join the military, the 54th Massachusetts Volunteer Regiment was formed, and that was very much out a large part of Berkshire County. Mm-hmm. And even though the people came from all the United States. So the whole notion of African Americans were already free in Berkshire County, stepping forward to fight for human rights for all African Americans. That's how it ties into what we believe in, because we believe very strongly that freedom is only freedom if it's freedom for everyone.
The preacher of the 54th Regiment was from Pittsfield, right?
Samuel Harrison, Reverend Samuel Harrison.
We are speaking today to Plune Borisius, who is the Assistant Director of Mass Humanities, Don Quinn Kelly, the founding co-chair of the Lift Every Voice Festival, And it's all part of our series, Ideas Matter, checking in with the public humanities. It's something we do throughout our seven-state listening area to discuss important ideas. Today we're discussing Reading Frederick Douglass, which will be happening throughout the Berkshires in the next couple of months.
I think Don has specific dates and events.
We have three readings as part of Lift Every Voice of the Frederick Douglass. The first is a major festival in North Adams called the Down Street Art Festival.
Okay.
And their opening is June 20th, and they're featuring a World Beat International band from Montreal called Nomadic Massive.
Okay.
Right. And the second is at Mass Mocha, and it's aimed at youth. It's called Daring to Struggle, and it's very unique because in the galleries of the museum next to the art, we're having 12 to 17 young poets read their work and probably be followed by a workshop there open to everyone and for the young poets.
Mm-hmm.
Then the third one is at Arrowhead in Pittsfield, and it's just a reading, and that is on, the last one was July 6th. That one is on August 4th. And the whole notion is that you see, we keep coming back to it because it really embodies the spirit of what we want to get across about who we are and why we celebrate what we do.
Are the youth receptive? Do you find open ears with the kids today?
The people who are working with the youth committee say that they are. The first time we did this, we did use a group called the Rednecks, which is a Latino spoken word group.
Mm-hmm.
When we did that at Mass Mocha, we had the largest youth audience and youth participation in the Mass Mocha program that they had ever had.
That's terrific.
So the young people do seem to be open to it. What we are trying to do is bring together all elements of the community, all races and classes from the community, to be one, because we, particularly today, we think it's important that everyone understands that we're only free when we come together to make our freedom real.
To learn more about Mass Humanities and Reading Frederick Douglass, visit masshumanities.org/Douglass. For more information on the Lift Every Voice Festival, visit lifteveryvoice.org. Plune Barishias and Don Quinn Kelly, thanks so much for being with us. The time flew, and good luck with everything. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.